Welcome to week 5 of the Dream Ignition program. During this last week, I'm sure you will have noticed a change in your thinking regarding your dream, and that as a result, you will have experienced more faith as you have carried on taking action steps towards it. I'd be so encouraged to hear your testimonies, so please do drop me a line at joy@dreamscoaching.org. This week we are going to learn how to steward our dreams and stay motivated in our dream journey. When we receive a prophetic word, it's so important that we steward it by looking back over it regularly and praying about it. In the same way, we have a responsibility to steward our dreams. So some of our action steps will involve prayer, talking to friends, and creative ways to remember the dreams. The priority is always talking to God about our dreams. First, we are co-labouring with Him. The dream was His idea, and He has incredible solutions and resources to bring the dream to its fulfilment. Also, dreams are a vehicle for deepening our experience of God and His ways. This is always the ultimate goal, knowing God more. As well as talking to God, find a friend or two you can share your dreams with. Find friends that believe in you and are already encouraging you. Friends that will give you honest feedback about your dream journey. Hebrews 10 verse 4 encourages us to spur each other on in love and good deeds. Talking about our dreams with each other is a way of doing this. Spend a few moments now thinking about practical ways that enable you to spend more time talking to God about your dreams, and then think about the friends you want to invite to support you on your dream journey. Write down their names and diary in a time to contact them about this. Turn the audio off for a couple of minutes to do this. Welcome back. It can also be very helpful to design some creative ways of consistently remembering your dreams. Maybe your family could have a dream wall somewhere in your house. On the wall you can stick pictures of your dreams and phrases and words that remind you of them. Maybe you could make a personal dream collage where you cut out magazine pictures to stick on a piece of paper to remind you of your dreams. Or maybe you could do something similar on Pinterest. I'm sure you will have your own ideas of how to do this. Another type of stewardship of a dream is knowing the best timing for it. When you look at your list of dreams, it's good to spend some time thinking about if the particular dream is for now or for the future. Even when dreams are for the future, there can be actions you can take now towards them. For example, if your dream is to set up an organisation that helps people gain financial freedom, it's not necessarily the time for that now if you personally are having money challenges. However, you can still be preparing for this dream by getting help with your own finances, perhaps learning how to budget and save, or booking yourself a financial sozo. In a moment, turn the audio off and look through your dreams list. Categorise them according to whether they are for now or for later. Welcome back. During my dream coaching sessions, I'm often asked the question, what do I do about the dreams that seem totally out of my control? Examples of these dreams might be wanting to have children, a husband or wife having a particular dream to move that their spouse doesn't have, a dream for a restored relationship with a family member who is refusing to communicate. Sometimes dreams like this, and especially those you have been waiting for a long, long time, seem the hardest. The good news is there are three positive actions you can take to keep your heart healthy at these times and to continue dreaming. The first action is to make sure that you are processing disappointment well. Proverbs 13 verse 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life." If you have dreams that you have given up hope for, it's time to give your disappointment to God. Be honest about how unfulfilled dreams have made you feel and let Him speak to you lovingly, comforting any pain and restoring hope about your future. His plans are always to prosper you. He has so many dreams to give you that will uncover more of His goodness towards you. The second practical thing we can do to steward our dreams and keep a healthy heart is to remember that we're powerful people. Ask Holy Spirit to show you some actions you can still take regarding the dreams that seem out of your control. I remember that while I was waiting for my dream of marriage, which was a wait of 30 years, it helped me when I did practical things to prepare for it. For example, reading books about marriage, writing a journal of prayers and prophetic words that I prayed for my future husband. I also invited good friends to pray with me. Finally, celebrate other people's testimonies of dreams fulfilled. We have said many times during these audios that thankfulness and celebration is always an important part of dreaming. So finding testimonies that other people have of dreams fulfilled will help you in your journey. Finally, today we are going to do an activation that will help our motivation about our dreams. We need to be very clear about why we are pursuing particular dreams. The why will increase our motivation. On a piece of paper, write down the phrase, "the cost of my dream." On the other side of the paper, write, "the cost of not pursuing my dream." In a moment, turn the audio off and write down what is hard or challenging about pursuing the dream you have chosen. On the other side, write down what the results of not pursuing your dream will be. Turn the audio off now. Welcome back. This activation will have increased your motivation for pursuing your dream. When you have days of discouragement and you are perhaps tempted to give up, look at this piece of paper and remember why you are pursuing your dream. We're going to finish here today, but during the coming week, focus on keeping your heart healthy. Continue giving God any past disappointments that come to mind, and find testimonies you can celebrate. Also, think about designing something that will help you remember your dreams and talk to God about them. Perhaps you could do a magazine picture. Perhaps there's a song where certain phrases in the song will remind you of your dreams. or there's an object that you can hold and look at that will cause you to remember the dream and talk to God about it. Have a really great week of stewarding your dream.